Welcome to the Flame Podcast, spreading truth like wildfire with your flamethrowers Anna Kane and Nicole Orozco on a mission to set the captives free. Now here they are, your hosts.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode number 10, where we have a great show lined up for you. For more information about the Flame Podcast and the Flame Newspaper, make sure to visit us at theflameusa.com. Now, don't forget to subscribe to the show at Podomatic.com or download the Podomatic app so you won't miss a single episode. So, we always start out the show with Watchmen on the Wall, where we cover the latest happenings and events. We have a really, 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 really cool event coming up, and it's in Washington State. Fly down. It's the Silent Majority Foundation. And they've done wonderful work just with these lawsuits. And they really need help because they're going to change, you know, emergency orders and, you know, the emergency authorization. There's a lot going on. You know, they're going against some big, big things. And they're having a golf tournament. It's going to be super fun, and a dinner. So you don't have to golf. You could just go for the dinner, too. You can even sponsor a hole. So there's a lot of ways to go there. And it's on June 12th. So you have to go. Listen to this. Go to smfjb.org. Register by June 5th. That is, again, smfjb.org. Anyway.
I love that.
Is it the FJB that's got you excited?
Yeah. I don't like that when people protest with it, but I think that's kind of funny.
It was kind of funny last night at our meeting when Eric was talking about it and everybody just kind of went crazy. So, yeah, we like that.
It's just funny. Anyway, yeah, going on. There's a Reawaken America tour. The next event is in Virginia Beach, and it's coming up pretty quick, July 8th and 9th. There's a business conference July 16th and 17th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then they added August 12th and 13th in Rochester, New York. So that will be going on, all East Coast stuff. I'd like to make it to New York. But anyway, you could get tickets now. They sell out quick, super quick, and it's amazing. If you haven't been, you've got to go. You've got to go. It's so amazing. Get 10% off with the promo code FLAME, or you can call 918-851-0102, or you can go to timetofreeamerica.com, and that's timetofreeamerica.com, and mention FLAME promo code. The Red Pill Expo is coming to Indianapolis, Indiana. That's the G. Edward Griffin. So we're going to talk about him on the show today, I'm sure. And that is July 9th and 10th. And so you have G. Edward Griffin and Dr. David Martin. Many, many speakers will be there. So get your tickets at redpillexpo.org. There is also, it's in our neck of the woods, but I got to throw this in because it's going to be pretty awesome. And it's a tent revival. It's got the big red and white striped tents, you know, like old school. And it's in Marysville, Washington on July 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 6:30 p.m. at Asbury Field. So I would love to see that field packed with people. It's amazing and just spirit-filled. So, yeah, so be there. You can fly in. Come on. Let's do this thing. Now, there's a special alert we have. Special alert. Go to stopvaxpassports.org. That's stopvaxpassports.org, where you can fill in and submit a protest to government officials to not support the WHO takeover of our healthcare system when it comes to managing pandemics like they did in 2020.
Plandemics
and our sovereignty, our medical sovereignty. Yep. So go to stopvaxpassports.org.
You all, if you didn't hear that, that is a definite call to action. So stop this video or stop this podcast. press pause and go to that website and make sure you're filling it out.
And spell that just so they know that it's S-T-O-P.
Yep, STOPVAXPASSPORTS.org.
There you go.
Now, there's a new show coming out in June, and it's going to be on Rumble. We're trying to do YouTube. We'll see how long it lasts there. And other platforms as well. And it's called The Torch Report. We'll have info soon, but you can go to our website at theflameusa.com and keep checking in. And please do go to our newsletter, join, and please subscribe. Go to Facebook, Instagram, Truth Social. Share us everywhere. Tag us everywhere. Let's get this out, and we'll talk a little bit about what June's issue will be and why this needs to happen so fast and desperately. So, Anna, we have some happenings, and we're still looking at the food shortages. And we just talked about that WHO meeting, and I think it's happening right now or ending right now. It just started on the 18th or something.
No, I thought it started on the 22nd.
22nd, yeah, you're right.
Sunday or Monday.
Be praying that you know, the angels of God will come around, surround that place, and restrict the demonic realm from taking over, because they have no... We saw what happened in 2020. They literally took over the world, and all the governments lined up and said, yep, go ahead and do it, because it's all part of the plan. And once they had... We all said what happened. We've lived through 2 years of it. Do you want that to be again and again?
Not only that, is now they're saying monkeypox. So you know what they're doing.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
You already see Shanghai. So they have all the people in hazmats and lockdowns, right? Excuse me. And then, okay, so you see that. Now you see the WHO trying to take medical sovereignty. You see them planting the seeds of monkeypox. Pretty soon, I'm expecting them to do lockdowns and watching everybody in hazmat suits. That's, you know, it might happen differently, but it's
they're trying to push that forward.
Pretty
yes.
obvious.
Yes,
pretty
is.
Obvious. And there was a school shooting, Anna.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to touch bases on this because I just, I wanted to share my heart. I feel like I've been in tears since yesterday. And, I felt grateful. I guess this is, you know, maybe kind of the end of the show because it shows us how much prayer we need in America, and how we just need to be grateful for everything in front of us. Nicole and I were working hard yesterday just on plain business stuff and on Zoom calls. And so we heard hours after the Texas elementary school shooting yesterday. And it was 15 minutes before my kids were coming home off the bus. And
wow. That's the second shooting, is it not, within the last
last week. Yep. Yep.
Oh, we were praying beforehand, and if you don't think this isn't a coincidence, folks, this is a coincidence. And, yeah, we've heard of the copycat killing when one person does it, another one, another one, another one. But we don't know, but we do know that demonic beings are behind everything that's involved with this, and we know that this is a full-on frontal assault on our children.
Yeah,
and that this is not just a happenstance. There's nothing; it just happenstances. These are all things that come into play.
Well, you know, and it puts things into perspective because, like I said, I waited for my kids to get off the bus. And I was just bawling. I was bawling. And they get off the bus and they're so excited.
That's right.
I'm going to get it together. But the reason why it's so important is that we see something that is so horrific. And it's everywhere. And we're just heartbroken for these parents, right? But this is happening every single day right now. With children being vaccinated, now the FDA is passing 0 to 6 years old being vaccinated. This is happening every day, folks.
Well, you know, Anna, this is happening, and our goal for the Flame Podcast is to make it a top performer, so go share it. I'm running.
Welcome to our Torchbearers segment, where we interview people who are carrying the torch of truth. This week, we are talking with John Richardson, owner of Richardson's Nutrition Center, the son of Dr. John Richardson, who pioneered the use of Laetrol in treating cancer patients with much success. Dr. John operated under extreme pressure from the medical establishment, who saw his treatment as a challenge to the way things are supposed to be done. John has picked up the gauntlet of his father and continued to promote the use of B17 and sells it through his own online store at rncstore.com. So, John, we want to thank you for coming on the Flame Podcast to share some of your insight with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Anytime I can get the word out, the truth out, is a good time for me. So that's kind of my mission in life, is to get the truth out.
Well, good. So, John, tell us, how did you get started on your journey to help people?
Well, basically, it was a journey my father started back in the 70s. He discovered through discovered through a pet that we had that had developed cancer, a tumor that, he was an MD. He went through University of Rochester Medical School, but he discovered that there wasn't much answers for cancer back in the 70s. It was just basically either chemotherapy, radiation, or cutting it off for a pet. And so my dad asked around to colleagues and said, is there a better way? And he found a colleague named Dr. Krebs in the Bay Area at the time, who had purified amygdalin, which is found in 1,200 different foods, and said that he thought this was, through history, through thousands of years or hundreds of years anyway, it had been shown as a great preventative to that disease. My dad tried it on our family pet, and it worked miraculously. And he thought, well, if it works for pets, it might work for humans. And that's how it all got started back in the 70s. The story is long and detailed after that, but it's easier for me to answer questions like that, but that's how we got started. And I just carried on my mission after my dad passed away from all the stress and strain of trying to change the world. I'm continuing to do that myself.
Yeah, we feel you. we know what that's like. But, you know, amygdalin. So he found that that was abundant in many foods. And what food, I kind of know the answer to this, but what food has abundance of that?
That's a great question, because people go, always want to know, well, why, if it's so good, or why don't people know about it? Well, that's exactly what it is. That's why people don't know, because it's so good.
Yeah.
It's found in 1,200 different foods, including lima beans, millet, barley, sorghum molasses, the little seeds that are on the side of strawberries, slow growing grains and grasses. That's why a lot of times pets will, if they're feeling sick, they'll go out and eat grasses, because they're full of nitrilicides, which are really good for you. But out of the 1,200 different foods that it's found in normally, we've cooked most of that out of our diet. Because if you cook a water-soluble vitamin for 15 minutes at 350 degrees, it destroys all the nutritional properties of it. Mm-hmm. So that's what we've done. We cooked it out of our diet. So the most abundant place to find it is in a raw stone fruit, and specifically raw apricot seeds. The seed, not the pit that everybody thinks of when they eat a apricot seed, but the pit that's inside is dried and cracked, and inside is two little seeds, or sometimes just one seed, that looks a little bit like almonds, but much smaller, and it's a seed, not a nut, so you don't have to worry about that. That's the most abundant place to find it. There's actually 20 milligrams on average of B17 or amygdalin in an apricot seed.
Wow.
I should just for full disclosure, I bought a bag, and I bought your book, Laetrol Case Histories, for me to start going through, and my wife as well, who's a nurse practitioner. But I started just eating one seed a day, because I don't have any issue with it, with cancer or anything, but I started chewing one seed a day.
Yep.
You know, John, you were talking about when something is so good, like, how do we not know about it if it's so good, right? So what is your take regarding censorship on information?
Well, it's been, I've been dealing with this since the 70s. I was kind of born into the truth movement, and that's what we're all part of.
Yeah.
We like people to know the truth. I was born into it in 1964. My dad made me a life member of the John Birch Society, and I don't know if any of you have ever heard of that.
Yep. Yeah, we just listened to him last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Alex Alex is a guy that, you know, I know a lot of the guys.
Alex Newman.
My dad made me a... Yeah, Alex Newman. He's a friend. Mm-hmm. And his son is amazing. And so if he hears this interview, his son is like a little entrepreneur. He sold me a silver bar for a $20 profit, went another, bought another one, sold somebody else, and he was, it was great at a show. It was fun to watch the kid. Anyway, that's a side story. So basically, I was born into it, and I saw what happened. The truth, no one wants to know the truth when there's financial incentive to not know the truth.
Yeah.
And that's basically as I can put it, but you know, there's much deeper, darker reasons why they don't want us to know the truth. They don't really want us to be healthy. Lots of answers to common diseases have been discovered, and the doctors that have discovered them have been found dead or found, you know, put out of business or got their licenses taken away. And why would anybody do that for something that works and it's harmless? But the actual reason, and we all know it, is financial reason. So the censorship is ongoing, and I just learned to live with it. We can't, you know, advertise on Google. We can't advertise on YouTube, anything like that. But and I stay away from advertising anything to do with the C word. Matter of fact, most of the time I don't even use the word because I want people to be eating the apricot seeds long before they ever get that. In the book, World Without Cancer, which is sells more copies now than it sold in a year, like 10 years ago, sells more copies. We just reprinted a whole bunch more. It's Ed Griffin, G. R. Griffin. Mm-hmm. Some people have heard of him. Probably people that have listened have heard of him. He wrote the book Creature from Jekyll Island, was one of his most famous ones about the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. But he also wrote World Without Cancer. And he dedicated half the book to the science of cancer and the science of how why Lantrol and Amygdalin work. And the other half of the book, it was groundbreaking back then, was about the politics, the reason why we didn't know about it. Now people understand it much easier, but back in the 70s, nobody believed that there was an answer, a natural answer to a metabolic disease like the horrible disease cancer. But he proved through research and study that societies that had high quantities of amygdalin or nitrilocytes in the diet, like the Hunzas in Turkey, lived to be 130 years old, and
wow,
they eat 200 apricot seeds a day. And you would think, okay, if that was one example, that'd be a fluke. Maybe they had drank some great water. But there's other societies and small groups of people that have diets high in nitrilocytes that live long, live longer lives because of that. Even in Mexico, the normal Mexican diet is high in nitrilocytes. But when they come to the United States, so they have a lower incidence of cancer in Mexico. And they can also advertise in Mexico, Lantrol and Amygdalin as a treatment for the C word.
Right. Well, and there's other things too that Mexico can have. I know that there's centers that have treated cancer that were closed down by our government, and they moved to Mexico in order to do treatment with juicing and coffee enemas and, you know, all natural care that in the U.S. is just illegal to do.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I think it's called the Gerson therapy. Yeah, the Gerson therapy.
The Gerson therapy. Well, I don't know if you're familiar with Ty and Charlene Bollinger.
They
just released, they're head of Truth About Cancer, they're friends as well, and they released a propaganda series. And on one of the videos, they said that the two most slandered and most propagandized treatments for cancer are the Gerson therapy and Laetrile. They said that right on the video, just recently produced it. I know that their whole thing of Truth About Cancer started with the simple little apricot seed.
I watched that whole series. It was so good, so mind-blowing.
It's excellent.
You know, I, to be honest, when I think back of kind of my shift in the truth movement. That actually was what the first series that got me really thinking and getting on board to seeing all the censorship and seeing how Big Pharma was taking over and really diving into natural medicine. So that series, you know, I think opened a lot of people's eyes.
It absolutely did. They just really cut to the chase, and they are also, they're called the Disinformation Dozen. Part of that, I pretty much know, have friends with half the people on that Disinformation Dozen I know personally. So
yeah, I think.
Or I know of them, obviously all of them. But Ed Griffin back in the 70s showed the comparison between Big Pharma and nutritional lies and truth, and on the other side, the big government and the big financial lies
right.
and truth. And now people are realizing that they're all related. Back then in the 70s and 80s, no one believed that a doctor could be motivated simply by money and not by making someone be better, or that Big Pharma could be motivated by money and not by making someone better. But now people see, especially with what's going on with I don't know if we can mention on your podcast,
scamdemic,
put it out there, but what's that?
The scamdemic.
The pandemic. Yeah, let's just call it the pandemic.
Yeah, the pandemic.
That whole thing. The whole thing that's going on with that. The people are realizing they don't really care about our health. They just care about financial and population control and all the other things that people are learning.
Well, and I think
it's been going on in the cancer business for 30 or 40 years. They're no closer to a cure for cancer after billions and billions of dollars in research than they were 40 years ago. They'd use the same things they used 40 years ago. Surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. Same kind of stuff.
Well, I think too, you know, doctors go to school to learn how to take care of people. And the reality is they don't know everything. And so what we've been able to recognize is doctors, after they go to school, get their degrees, get into practice, at this point, they start doing what they're told to do. They get emails, they get some training, but in just what they should do next, because they're not constantly back in school. And so with things like the pandemic, they're not actually doing any of the research of what's going on. They're just doing what the FDA and the WHO and everybody else tells
CDC.
Them to do.
And they were trained in school to do that.
Right.
So that's
right.
How their mindset is. They were just that. They were groomed.
Yep. Yep.
And
follow along.
If they do anything different that helps people, they can lose their license or get shut down like all these frontline doctors do. They're actually out there helping people, and they're getting sued and trying to, you know, the medical boards are trying to take a license away for helping people.
Yeah.
And to me, it doesn't surprise me at all, because I saw it happen to my father. He got his license taken. He was put in jail. His practice was destroyed, and eventually the stress killed him at a, you know, young age, what I consider a young age of 62.
Oh, yeah. That's very
but
young.
The good news is that people are rediscovering it, and they're understanding it, and now they're much more willing to accept the truth, and more people are helping themselves now by just taking the natural substance and not waiting till they get the C word. So you mentioned about taking one apricot seed a day. That's great. That's 20 milligrams a day. My dad said you want to have a healthy person should have 100 milligrams of B17 per day, 100 to 200, and that's approximately 5 to 10 seeds. And that's why I say it, and Ed Griffin said it, if we could get everybody in the world to eat 10 apricot seeds a day, we'd wipe out the C word in our lifetime.
Is there a way?
And I've seen it happen.
Yeah. Is there a way to move up to that amount? Like, are there any side effects if you do it, or should you start with one and go to 10?
Most people don't have an issue with two or three and working up to 10. And basically, it's not a situation where they would like you to think you're going to poison yourself with cyanide. The mechanics of how amygdalin works is there's four molecules in it: two of glucose, one of cyanide, and one of benzaldehyde. Now, if you had pure cyanide gas or pure cyanide tablets, you'd kill yourself. But just like cyanocobalamin, which is B12, the cyanide is tightly locked into the amygdalin. So much so that at one time in the 70s, the FDA said, the amygdalin didn't work because they couldn't get the cyanide. They couldn't get the cyanide to separate. But the truth is, God made the system so that that there's an unlocking enzyme that's found primarily in a cancer cell. It's called beta glucosidase, and that unlocking enzyme unlocks both the benzaldehyde and the cyanide at the point of the tumor, and that's what is the natural killer for the cell. So this is not just theory anymore; it is actually the mechanics of how that works. Well, guess what? There's also an enzyme called there's another enzyme that is called the protecting enzyme, and it prevents the cyanide, or not only prevents, it breaks down, immediately breaks down the cyanide and the benzaldehyde into harmless compounds that actually help your body digest other vitamins. So not only does it cause the problem. Oh, she's my assistant. Just got me the. That's funny that
the
I'm
name of the enzyme,
brain.
Right?
The other enzyme. You get a brain lock. I say it every time, 10 times a day. And I'm thinking bromelain, but it's not. That's so funny that it's doing that. Anyway, that enzyme protects you from the cyanide and benzaldehyde and everywhere else in the body. And that enzyme also is of high concentration everywhere else in the body. So not only is it bad for cancer cells, it's good for all your healthy cells.
Wow.
So that's why I say, and people say, that it's the most nutritional seed on the planet. And actually, people have been eating it for hundreds of years, and I eat 40 a day. I eat 40 a day. If I Googled 40 apricot seeds a day, what would that do to you? They say, oh, you'll die of cyanide poisoning. Well, I'm very healthy, I'm 57 years old. I'm very active. I don't take any pharmaceutical drugs. I don't go to the hospital, and I've done that. I've eaten apricot seeds since I was 5 years old. Now, once again, I don't recommend anybody get up to that level. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is never going to cause any problems. The only thing that you might have is you might get an upset stomach. And all I tell people then, if you get an upset stomach, just back off one and stay at that amount per day, because it's more important to be consistent than it is to try to get up to 10 or 20 immediately. But many people can do it, no problem. So
I had
they
a quick
bitter, they don't taste good, okay. And so that kind of self-limits it. But Ed Griffin also said, it's a good rule of thumb to, if you can eat 10 apricots, the fruit in a day, that fruit along with apricot seed would be a good number for you to have. So that's why 10 is just a good number.
And Ed Griffin is 90, and he is going strong. That guy is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's doing another Red Pill Expo. He just had his 90th birthday at the Red Pill Expo in Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
And I was very proud to hear him say that he mentioned three things that completely changed the path of his life, and the second one was meeting my father, because they were very good friends, and my father introduced Ed to the subject of Laetrile. Ed had no idea what it was. My dad just said, "I'm having great results in my clinic. I'm having, my dad had thousands of patients he dealt with. He had 70 cases that had been diagnosed at an orthodox clinic and then went through my dad's treatment and then diagnosed after. So as being cancer free, and his book is called Laetrile Case Histories. That book still holds up. And many of those patients that were in the book are still alive today.
That's incredible.
That's 40 years later. I mean, 50 years later. So, think about that. Think about the numbers there. And many of them lived, to ripe old ages, and some lived, another 20 years after being sent home to die.
Wow. That's
so amazing. It's so amazing to have your father be able to get that information out and be strong enough to have to fight against the government and standards and all the red tape. And in that right now, we're hearing that the FDA is going to try to put restrictions on natural products and supplements. Do you have any info on that?
All I've watched is I've been in the natural foods business, for 20, 30 years. And I've gone to the natural products expos in Southern California that grow every year, and everybody's got natural things. I've seen big pharma buying up nutritional companies like Emergent C used to be a great product and was was, you know, helped people, and then big pharma, which I won't mention on this show, bought it, and everybody knows that kind of turned it into sugar water, basically just replaced all the good stuff with sugar and made like 57 flavors and made it like Kool-Aid.
Sugar, so, the one thing so that like industry, makes cancer grow faster. Imagine that.
Right, exactly. Sugar, yeah. Doctors are funny because, you know, you go in and get treatment for your chemotherapy radiation, they'll send you out to the waiting room and say, eat donuts.
Bowl of candy.
You know? But cancer just thrives on sugar. And anybody that knows it now knows you want to, you know, lessen the amount of sugar, but still, that's not taught to a lot of cancer patients out there. And that's one of the first things you want to do is oxygen, make sure you're getting plenty of oxygen, you're getting exercise, and you're drinking good water, and you're, taking vitamin C, but getting, cutting your intake of animal proteins down and cutting your intake of sugar down, because all those things are what helps cancer thrive. I did find the protecting enzyme is called rhodanase. So you can write that down, and I don't ever usually forget that, but I did this morning. Rhodanase is the enzyme that's found throughout all your healthy cells that helps turn the cyanide and the benzaldehyde into harmless, useful compounds that your body uses.
I have a question. With all of the side effects from the jab that are coming to people, and it's attacking their spike proteins, besides all the other maladies of autoimmune disease and things that are in our environments and all of it, do the apricot seeds and any of the supplements that you would have, would it have other healing properties? Would it protect, you know, with those enzymes, anything else? Would it anti-aging, things like that?
Well, I gave a talk in 2019 before I ever even heard of the thing that you're talking about right now. You know, you hate to advise anybody to take anything because you might think that they're going to bust in your door when you say to do something.
Yeah.
But here's what I talked about back in 2019, that one of the most proven things about nitrilocides, B12, B15, B17, is they help with respiratory issues such as bronchitis, asthma, emphysema, coughing and wheezing. Those type of things have been proven through studies, medical studies, that nitrilocides help with those things. And so you heard me say that. So when I myself, whatever that thing is that's going around, when I got it in November, I had no issues with my lungs whatsoever. I had no, you know, everybody said that people had like scarring or weight on their chest or anything like that. Now, I have no idea. That's just me specifically. I did not have any issues with that. I had issues with other things. I didn't lose my taste either.
We could check back because I have all those issues. So if I start this and it works, I'll let you know.
Well, yeah, that's me not telling you.
Me saying I'll try it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're not a medical store.
I've had people have all sorts of great results because of the nutritional properties that are in the, there's the B vitamins, the enzymes. It's just very natural and healthy for you. And it is also even listed as one of the top 10 super seeds with flax and all the others. But it has the highest concentration of amygdalin found in nature. So yeah, that's my best answer is it definitely is not going to hurt. And I've heard all sorts of, stories of people that have had all sorts of great things happen, especially athletes, because it's proven to help oxygenate the blood, carries more oxygen. And what hates oxygen? Well, we know what hates oxygen is the C word. It likes to be without oxygen. So again, that may be a side, there's no bad side effects except potentially getting an upset stomach. And that's just need to back off. But we've sold tens of thousands of pounds of apricot seeds, and no one has ever been poisoned and died of. But you will find a story on the internet about that. But we've never been able to prove it or substantiate it. And all the studies that everybody's done, including Ed Griffin, these stories of somebody that died of poisoning, usually you read them, they say, oh, they were rushed to the hospital and their stomach was pumped because they believe they got poisoned. But the person went on to continue eating the apricot seeds and treating their issue, whatever.
So, John, I want to ask you a question on, You know, I've known several people who've gone in to have the sea dealt with one way or another. And my wife happens to be within the medical world, and she's had such a wake-up call in the last 2 years. It's amazing. And she actually, even before that, she's always worked to try to help people with their diets, with their change of their lifestyle, so that they're no longer on medication, so they're eating healthier, so they lose their weight. And so when it comes down to
She's a hero.
Yeah, she fights against a lot of stuff. But anyway, when people get diagnosed with cancer, I know personally people, the first thing they do is they go into shock, they go into crisis mode, and at that time they are very susceptible to what is being told to them by their provider. And typically their provider is never going to say anything other than the three methods that you mentioned earlier in the show. And even if you try to steer them in a direction of what you're doing and what other people are doing out there to help out with, they tend to be in that crisis mode and they don't want to listen. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's such an incredible a great subject, because I've experienced it so many times in my life. So I've gotten to the point where I realize that two things. One thing is that unless someone knows in advance, is learning about their health in advance, and understands the mechanics of eating good food helps you be healthier, and eating bad food, you know, I won't mention names, but fast food, garbage is going to make you an unhealthier person. Unless someone knows that to begin with, they are less likely to you know, listen to the stories when something bad happens. Most of our serious diseases are caused from eating poorly.
Yep.
But here's the second thing. As I've gone through this, especially the last 3 years, I've worked with medical doctors that have used, believe it or not, they've used amygdalin alongside their chemotherapy radiation to shorten the amount of chemotherapy someone needs, or to shorten the amount of radiation they need. I've actually worked with a clinic in Northern California that had a woman combining CBD and B17 to reverse her huge tumor in 45 days. I have photos, interviewed, and everything, and the doctors knew about it. The problem with the medical establishment is, even if you're a good doctor that knows what you're doing and gives people the proper advice, it's the customer can't be charged as much for a simple vitamin they can get in their backyard as they can for this chemotherapeutic drug that costs $8,000 and is covered by insurance. So it is a battle both on all different levels, because the doctors who want to help people, you know, have these clinics that they have to support, because it's a trillion-dollar industry.
I have a huge question. It's about if somebody's already progressed and been on radiation and been, and this is just for testimonies, by the way, it's not medical advice. I understand that. But if somebody's progressed all the way to where maybe their lungs have been filled up with fluid and they had to get a stent to take out the fluid, and they've progressed pretty far down the road, is there a way to reverse this?
Well, the problem with the C word, cancer, I can say cancer. The problem with cancer is it destroys organs. That's the problem. And so the longer somebody goes, you know, and not giving their body what it needs to try to fight it off, the more it's destroyed. However, studies have been shown that somebody that was sent home to die and then goes into they go into a nutritional therapy, they change their diet, they do all the things that they need to do. There's books. There's a girl that had her own cancer. She cured it from food, and she wrote a book called Cancer Free with Food. I don't know how she gets away with doing it, but she's on Good Morning America and all over. It's about just changing your diet.
Food is it truly is about that. You know, I was sick, like I said earlier, when I had watched the truth about cancer and all of those things. I had been sick with a skin condition from having twins. I had a cesarean, and they basically blew out my kidneys by giving me too much medication, and so my body wasn't filtering. And I went to doctors and doctors and doctors and doctors, and finally, after 4 years, I did juicing and I fasted first and foremost, and then for almost 9 days, and then I did coffee enemas, I juiced, and I also took Corella and spirulina, and I'm telling you, I remember after my 8.5 days of fasting, I walked outside, and it was like the world was glistening. Like just how you see the world, like your body is just so freeing of toxins and just all the garbage that like everything even just looked different. And so then going into juicing, it's like your body is just able to repair and be fed the way it needs to be fed. And it's not trying to process all the garbage that you're putting into it. So food is everything. Let thy food be thy medicine.
Yep. You are absolutely correct, and it's amazing when you look into what the different vegetables are, how much nitrilicides are actually in those vegetables, and how great that is for you. So you're getting you when you're doing a juicing diet or a vegetable juicing diet, you're going from less than a milligram a day for the average diet out there, probably more like 50 or 60 milligrams of nitrilicides by switching to a juicing diet, and you know, it's not about me making a profit or like doing like that. Cause I tell people all the time, I'd rather have you get it into your diet, eat lima beans, grow an apricot tree in your backyard, save the pits, crack it. Because if we can all get amygdalin back into our diet, we won't have to deal with the consequences of what you're talking about when someone's gone all the way down the path, cause they won't go there in the first place.
Yeah.
It's such an easy thing to do. It's so, so standard that that's the way we should go. Now, I don't want to say, if you jump off the bridge and then I toss you a parachute, it's not going to, you might be able to save yourself with that parachute, but it's not likely to save you. But there is studies, even in Mexico, of people that have gone through the entire gamut, like sent home to die, destroyed their body, and still 16% of those people can be rescued by switching to a metabolic healthy nutritional thing after they've been sent home to die. And the medical establishment, I have a friend of mine, actually, I think he helped get me on this podcast, and he went through two years of all that stuff and destroyed his body and finally said, I give up. And they told him, if you give up and you don't keep doing this stuff, you only have 50 days to live. And he did exactly what you did, juiced and did like 13 or 15 different things. And 50 days later, he came back and it was there healthy as an ox, or healthy than he'd been in years. And they were like, they didn't even want to know what he did. They said, okay, well, thank you.
Yep. Of course they don't. They don't want to have to repeat what he did, think about what he did, and realize what they're going to do to their next patient is going to be the complete opposite.
So are you?
Go ahead. His name is Marcus Ellis.
Marcus. Are you familiar with Dr. Brzezinski? And he is another person.
Yes.
And I can tell you, his treatments, on YouTube, they have, Fabio on there talking about his mother who went through the treatment and came out, and this was after they did the traditional and it came back. And so he went to this and they got it taken care of. But I talked to my naturopath the other day. I was in there visiting him and I asked him about these treatments. He says, we treat people all the time who've already gone the other way and it's returned. And so there are holistic, naturalistic doctors that are treating in other ways, they're seeing wonderful results. But typically, it's after somebody's gone through the grind and their bodies are shot.
Yep, that's true. It's not over by any stretch of the imagination. But if they just didn't do it in the first place, which is where I can get in trouble. But here's what if I could say this to any doctor, why not do natural therapy alongside it? How can it hurt? You know, and the truth.
How can it hurt is that it can get cured faster and then they can't make as much money. That's what it's going to hurt.
Yeah. So a good doctor should be willing to, and good doctors are. I've been amazed at how many people have told me that they're going through this and they're saying, hey, I'm taking these other supplements. The doctor said, yeah, keep taking them. Great. And that didn't happen 10 years ago. So people, even doctors, some doctors are waking up and they're realizing, I hate to say it, but they don't want to lose their license, but they also
want to go to hell. I mean, if you're knowingly killing people, or harming them for money, that's awesome that you don't want to lose your license, but you're going to hell.
Right. Yeah. No, that's you. I mean, that's you're absolutely. It is a quandary that I go through because I genuinely think of people being good people, but people are able to justify by keeping stupid. Does that make sense? They're able to.
Stupid is like the word of like the last couple of weeks. I'm telling you, stupid.
Right. Well, like if you don't know that something's bad for you and you're stupid about it, then you keep doing it. Then you can blame it on, you know, you can say, I just didn't know. And that's what people use as a defense. And I don't think people can do that much anymore. I mean, people are still doing it. It blows my mind. I can't believe how people just don't wake up.
It blows my mind.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. But we don't need to change everybody overnight. We just need to change. And that's kind of my goal when I wake up is if I can change one mind or give people one person information.
Or plant one seed right in their gut. Plant a seed,
hey, like
right?
Plant a seed. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I had an epiphany when I watched Sacred Plant. It was a whole series. I think, I don't know who produced it, but it was about CBD and the whole thing, about how they demonized that for years. And I was an anti-marijuana person my whole life. But I realized after watching Sacred Plant that CBD, which is part of that, which is not hallucinogenic, has all sorts of great properties.
I love
and
CBD.
I realized that, yeah, CBD is a great thing, and it works really great in combination with B17. It works incredibly great. But here's the thing. They weren't able to shut it down because we have so much channels of truth that it got out there. But the same day that the series came out about Sacred Plant, the same exact day, the FDA sent out a big broadcast saying that CBD is fraudulent. Anybody saying it helps you is fraudulent. But it didn't hold any traction because people already know the truth. So everybody has
we
tried.
We live in Washington. So
everybody loves weed.
I mean,
and CBD.
I could walk in a shop and just get a high potency CBD stick. And it's, my gosh. And you could rub it on wherever you're in pain, and it just absorbs right into every cell, and you could feel the relaxation immediately.
You guys should see Nicole right now.
Yeah, but
like, as she's speaking about this, she is literally pretending she is rubbing that on her back, and her eyes are, like, closed, and she's, like, in dreamland here.
But I'm gonna interject something. I think if we look at the original CBD as a low-potency, non-high medication is one thing, but at the same time as that's rising, they've really pushed this high-potency. Basically, marijuana is now as a narcotic. Yeah. It is more potent. Yeah. It destroys more people's lives than ever thought before, and people don't realize the damage that's going on at the high-potency levels. So at the same level that
we're talking about CBD.
We're talking
not THC.
I know, but what I'm saying is the CBD is a good thing, but just like he said earlier, the FDA comes out, CBD's bad, while that Sacred Plant comes out.
Yeah.
So the promotion of high-quality marijuana, which kills your brain cells, came out at the same time as the CBD, which counteracts the very essence of the CBD.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you burn it, especially, it destroys the CBD but doesn't the THC, and THC is what causes a lot of the problems. Now, we're not going to go into that science right now.
No.
I rubbed CBD cream on my calf this morning after I worked out. So, I'm a believer, but I would have been my dad was anti marijuana because of the effects of THC. He knew it stayed in the gonads, he knew it stayed in the lungs, he knew all those things with THC. So while I can be a proponent of CBD and even a proponent of THC in certain cases, certain things for health, anytime someone abuses it for, you know, just psychedelic reasons and loses control of the body, that's where I draw the line. So
awesome. You know, hey, John, we're nearing the end of our time with you. So I'm glad that we closed on CBD and those effects, but what would you like people to know about your apricot seeds?
Or where to get them?
Well, absolutely, you can get them at my site, but that's, you know, the rncstore.com, www.rncstore.com. I have books that are written by Ed Griffin and my father and another doctor named Dr. Binzel. But here's the main thing I want people to hear from me. Get 5 to 10 apricot seeds, 100 to 200 milligrams in your diet, and you won't have to worry about a lot of these things. And I can't stand that people think, oh, I don't have anything, so I don't need to take it.
All right. Great. Thank you, John.
So, you know, the Flame podcast consistently ranks in the top five of all news political shows on the Podomatic app. It was launched as a way to provide a balanced look at what is taking place around us and to offer solutions to the challenges we face as freedom-loving people without the biases found in traditional media platforms. As part of our strategy to expand our reach, we are looking for quality businesses who see value in advertising their company to our audience of engaged, informed, freedom-loving people. If this description fits you, then we invite you to contact us at theflameusa.com. In addition to the Flame podcast, we also offer opportunities to advertise with our sister media platform, The Flame Paper, the fastest-growing freedom publication in the known world, filled with must-read articles by experts, freedom fighters, and concerned citizens. If this is you, contact us at theflameusa.com, and we'll put together a package that best suits your advertising needs and budget.
This is the part of our show we call our weekly word of encouragement, where we take a few minutes to reflect back and share what God has been doing in our lives. So before we share with you, I want to remind everyone to subscribe. It's super important to the Flame Paper. That's our companion publication. And it's as simple as going to theflameusa.com and you just go to the subscribe tab. And get the paper version. You could do digital, but get paper because you'll get it into other people's hands that'll never see what we know. Our verse of the day, or our verse of the week, is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So, Anna, what has God been teaching you this week?
I'm actually pretty shocked right now because actually none of that verse is what I'm feeling today at all. Yeah, I know the plan. God has a plan for us, and thank goodness that we can have faith in that, because doing a paper and being in the truth movement and seeing all the things happening around the world, it doesn't make sense that there's not something else, right? And I think that's the understanding that we have to lean on, because we can't make sense of the things going on. But obviously the beginning of the podcast, and I'm a wreck. Nicole and Steve are looking at me like, are you going to be able to keep your crop together? I'm a total wreck. I feel like sometimes God gives us these gifts that are ours, but sometimes it's to carry on others' burdens. And I'm really feeling the tears of Texas, the world, parents, babies. And so for God right now,
can I
to plan to prosper you and not harm you, plan to give you hope in a future, doesn't feel real. And let me just be clear. I love God, and I know he has all the plans, but sometimes we can be angry, and we're allowed to be angry. And I'm angry, and I'm sad that this is what God says, and the world is so ugly. I'm mad. And so, yeah, the podcast is supposed to share the truth, and we're supposed to be excited, and I'm not. I'm mad.
I'm pretty mad myself. I'm not in tears like you. I don't know why. You're so empathetic, and she feels everything. Like, she absorbs energy like a... That's a gift. It's like she can take it on. But I need to talk about, this is very, very important, about our June issue that's coming out, and you still have time to subscribe and you have time to donate. The reason it's important is we can't stop what happened at that school. It already happened, but babies are dying and being maimed by this vaccine. Thousands more than what's at that school. And it's unseen. The thing is, it's in our face, so we see it. But imagine that's happening all over, you know, and it happens all over the world in war, you know, where the world is a tragic place. But we can help one person at a time. And we could get 50, 60, 70,000 copies out to parents. And we could help a parent not, you know, put their child at risk by being having lack of knowledge. And so when God has a future and a hope, we have to have be wisdom. There's wisdom in that, too. And, you know, and sometimes he just has a plan and we don't we'll never understand it this side of the world. But you need to know that Maureen McDonald did the front page with her team, not her. But her collaboration team with Millions Against Medical Mandates did a front page article, and it's going to save kids' lives. So you really do
an
need
action
to,
plan.
You
an
need to go plan. To theflameusa.com and subscribe for June's edition, and not just that edition, every edition, because we'll have our guest and he'll have articles and all kinds of stuff. So. This is how we do it. This is how we take action instead of just sitting on our butts
crying.
And Steve wants to say something.
I want to say something that we read these sections and we take them to heart. But the beginning of 29 says this. This is the text of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent to Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exiles, to the priest, the prophets, and all the other people in Nebuchadnezzar has carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Jehoiakim, the queen mother, the court officials, and the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, and the craftsmen and artisans had gone into exile from Jerusalem. He entrusted the letter to Elijah. He's saying that this is all taking place in the exile. They are in exile now when this is written. And it says, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses, settle down, plant gardens, eat what they produce. Marry, have sons and daughters and wives for your sons, and give your daughters in marriage so they too may have sons and decrease. The bottom line is this. They were in exile. They were alienated. They were under oppression. And yet God said, do not allow that position of where you're at to stop you from living your life. And what the devil wants you to do is stop living your life. He wants you to be so oppressed by other people's pain that you aren't operating with your own family, with your own community. If he gets you immobilized, you are no good. We have to take a time and pray for other people. But we need to say, that's it. It's in God's hands. I will pray for other people. But you cannot allow the oppression of the enemy to take over your life. And this is in exile. So we are like in exile right now today. 2020 was like awakening. We have been under oppression since 2020. And now we have to keep moving forward. I just want to let people know. We take that passage. God's saying, I have a hope for you. But the bottom line, they were in exile. They were in exile for decades. So we need to understand that. Don't let that oppression pull you down.
No, we're going to use it for more and more energy. You know, you can cry and cry and cry and be pissed, but guess what? I'll tell you one thing about Viking warriors is when push comes to shove, they always do their best work. So we're nearing the end of our show today, and I would like to thank you all for listening. We want to thank John Richardson for coming on with us. And if you like what we're doing, we can use your financial support to keep us going. So you can make your donation at theflameusa.com. So as we like to say, I'm Anna Kane.
And I'm Nicole Orozco.
And I'm Steve, the producer, Johan, reminding you to keep the tinder dry, your torch lit, as together with God's help, we're spreading truth like wildfire. I am through with this, 'cause I am more than this.